The company based in Wahpeton, North Dakota, plans to construct a research and development laboratory at 342 42nd Cent. Valley Processing plans to invest $15 million into the project, he said. The policy that's being referenced is an in-depth review happening this fall, said Mayor Josh Boshi, who also sits on the committee. Term expires. June 2030 contact 701-241-1310, Boshi@farcon.gov. Term expires. June 2028 contact 701-715-3269, Farcon.gov. Term expires. June 2028 contact 701-831-5915, Farcon.gov. Term expires. June 2030 contact 701-241-1310, Farcon.gov. Term expires. June 2030 contact 701-241-1310, Farcon.gov. The Fargo Economic Development Incentives Committee unanimously recommended on Tuesday, July 28, that the City Commission approve the 5-year business incentive for Valley Process Technologies. The company based in Wahpeton, North Dakota, plans to construct a research and development laboratory at 342 42nd Cent. S the former location of pharmaceutical services company Clinigen. The 100% incentive would apply to improvements to the facility, which would equal $55,690 a year, according to city documents. That's $278,453 for the 5-year incentive. The company plans to start operations by Oct. 1, according to an application for the incentive. Valley Processing CEO and founder Mike Thummel described his company as a value-added chemical provider for industrial processing. He said his company is the only one in the U.S. that offers a non-hazardous alternative to hazardous chemicals. We focus specifically on ethanol, bioethanol production, biofuels and basically what we call industrial food processing, he said, noting sugar beet and potato processing. We provide the technical service and then chemical support for those facilities. Many of the products used by Valley Processing in Fargo will come from local sugar beet cooperatives, Thummel said. Valley Processing is an emerging company in the ethanol, sugar beet and value-added agriculture processing sector, said Ryan Osheim, Chief Business Development Officer for the Greater Fargo-Moorhead Economic Development Corp. The company launched in November 2022 in a facility it leases, Thummel said. They have clients and customers all over the country, Osheim said. Valley Processing plans to invest $15 million into the project, he said. The research facility is a new line of business for Valley Processing, Osheim said. The roughly 35,000 square foot space the company plans to move into hasn't been used for several years, he said. The former Clinigen facility has lab and refrigeration space that helps Valley Processing save money, Thummel said. The Fargo space won't replace the Wahpeton location, he said. This will actually provide us the opportunity to expand our operations in Wahpeton as well as the new facility in Fargo, Thummel said. The company has 14 full-time and 2 part-time employees, Thummel said, adding Valley Processing continues to expand. Valley Processing estimates the project will boost its employee numbers to 74 workers by the 5th year of the incentive, according to city documents. Most of the positions will be allocated to technicians, Thummel said. Health and hearing screenings at Big Iron help rural residents who often lack access to care. SEP 11. 2025 new AI-powered robot taking farm fields by storm. Aug 15. 2024 case tractors made in Fargo on the way to Antarctica. NOF 30. 2022 expanding into manufacturing. Bioproducts is a natural next step, Thummel said. That will include biologics, antimicrobials, yeast and enzymes, according to Thummel's application for the incentive. The project meets the city's current guidelines for approving a tax incentive, committee chairman and city commissioner Chad Peterson said. City leadership is reviewing its incentive policies to verify companies who receive tax breaks are creating the jobs they promised. The policy that's being referenced is an in-depth review happening this fall, said Mayor Josh Boshi, who also sits on the committee. That conversation is part of discussions surrounding the evolution of the city's land development code, Boshi said. Committee members discussed the incentives policy during Tuesday's meeting but didn't make any recommendations to change it yet. The Economic Development Corp compiled data last year that suggested some Fargo companies that received tax incentives did not meet their job targets. At the time of the report's presentation in October, Apareo, DigiKey and FedEx did not respond to the organization's requests for employment data. Economic Development is collecting that data again this year, Osheim said. The city would have to decide how to respond to those who don't meet job and wage goals, he said. The Fargo City Commission holds meetings every other Monday at 5 p.m. at City Hall, 225 4th Cent. N. Their meetings are also live-streamed and recorded for later viewing on the City of Fargo's YouTube page. Agendas and minutes are available on the city's website. Term expires. June 2030. Contact 701-240-1-1310. Jade Boshi at Fargon.gov. Term expires. June 2020. 8. Contact 701-715-3269. Jstrand at Fargon.gov. Term expires. June 2020. 8. Contact 701-831-5915. M. Turnberg at Fargon.gov. Term expires. June 2030. Contact 701-241-1310. Engelixen at Fargon.gov. Term expires. June 2030. Contact 701-241-1310. C. Peterson at Fargon.gov.